This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters marched through the streets of Dawei Sunday as part of a days-long demonstrations against Myanmar's military coup. It comes a day after a UN special envoy urged the Security Council to take action to quell junta violence that this past week left more than 50 peaceful protesters dead. The protests have been taking place in various cities around Myanmar since the February 1st takeover, which ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for five decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Pope Francis says that Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long beleaguered Christian minority. This all happened during the historic meeting where he and Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani got together. Al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians, and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says that Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. The Pope then traveled to the ruins of the ancient city and the traditional birthplace of the biblical patriarch Abraham for an interfaith meeting. Again, Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite leader have all come out, cleric, I should say, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani.